the Gemara said, Rashi brings down that there's really 22 tzlois, there's 11 tzlois on each side. And the Shabbat Tzlaisa means that you got 12 of them, either 6 on each side or 11 on one. Okay. So the Gemara brings down, besides through Nishtabri Rav Tzlaisa, there's another halacha also of Nekru. Means the whole tzela is completely out. And when there's a Gemara, in Machlokes Gemara, exactly how much? There's Ula ben Zakkai says, Rav Mitzad Echad, that means for Nishtabri, you need to have Rav Mishnei Sadin, that means you need to have 12. But for Nekru, it's Rav Mitzad Echad, that if one side has 6, it's good enough. And Rabbi Yochanan says that it's equal to Nishtabri, that just like Nishtabri is Rav Mishnei Sadin, so too Nekru is Rav Mishnei Sadin. Okay. The Gemara then brings down Rashidus Rav. Rav says, even Nekka Tzela Echad, if it was Nekka Imachuya, then it's going to be a Trefa. Gemara brings down, if Kahana and Avasi asked Rav, what about Nekru, one Tzela on the same like level? Well, and Zekanekidzeh, what's the halacha? And Rav got upset at them and said, Gister comment that this is already a Gister. And the Gemara is Mephalbal back and forth. The Gemara comes out with Maskana that. Because the question is that basically making it simple, the question is that Rabbi Yochanan already told us that you have to have Rav Shnei Tzadim by Nekru. If you have Rav Shnei Tzadim, Zok to the Gemara with Rashi, even if you start 6 on the top and 6 on the bottom up, you're going to end up with the middle Zekanegazah. And they still said in order to be Trev, you have to have all 6. It's not genug just the fact that you have the Zekanegazah, which is always there. I have to have more, 6. So I see from Rabbi Yochanan already that Zek and Negezeh is not a Trefa. So what was Rav Asi and Rav Kahana's Shiloh? So the Gemara ends up saying that Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were talking about was Nekru, Tzela, Imachulia, Mixes Achulia. And the Gemara is that designed that Rav's Halacha, that Nekru, Tzela, Imachulia is a Trefa, means Mixes Achulia, and the Cheshbenis, and the Cheshbenis. And Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were asking Shnei Tzlam, Zek and Negezeh, and Mixes Achulia, because they didn't hear Rav Shiloh. They didn't understand that Rav already said it was treif with one. Kitzur Maisa, what comes out is that Nishtabru is Rav Shnei Tzadim, Nekru, without any Chulya, is a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, with Rabbi Yochanan it's equal to Nishtabru, it's Rav Shnei Tzadim, if you Uya, it's Rav Tzad Echad, Nekra, Hatzela, and Mikzas Achulya, is going to be a treif of Fezim. Then the Gemara at the bottom brings down a member from Shmuel, and the Gemara brings down, we already had this, brought down a base and a base, it brings down a member of Shmuel. Shmuel was Moisef 3 Tarfazin. He was Moisef Nekar Tzela Meikara, one cell that was Nekar. And the Gogolis Shenechmasa, the crushed Gogolis. And the Basar Chifa Seva Karas, which is the tampana, the diaphragm that was connected to Eva Karas, that was Nekar. So Rashi explains, what does it mean Nekar Tzela? Rashi says, "Afil b'lo yasisa." Rashi previously explained that sisa means the socket of the chulya of the tzela, so that each chulya has two sockets for the two slayas on its side. And it was nekra, this nekra of the tzela is even without the asisa, without any chulya. So it means that Shmuel is being mechadash a third sheet over here. Previously, we had it was nekra hatzela b'li shum chulya. It either is reiv shnei tzadim reiv tzarech and machlokes Rabbi Yochanan u'ol is mechadash Shmuel. Shmuel the third shita, and he says even tzela echa without any chulia isn't be a treif. Tosfos of Nar brings on shita Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is chulik on Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara took on a pashtos that we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan or Ula, similar like Rabbi Yochanan, that in order to have a tarfus of nekra tzela b'li shum chulia, you have to have roiv either roiv shnei tzadim roiv tzera echad. How do I know that the Gemara took that on as a pashtos? Because the Gemara asked from Rabbi Yochanan on Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, what was your shaila about Shnei Tzloi Zekanegazah? I'd been born Rabbi Yochanan that it's not a treif without more. So we took on a pashas, we passed like Rabbi Yochanan. We took on pashas, we passed like Rabbi Yochanan. How can you tell me that there's a Gemara says a third sheet like Shmuel? The pashas is like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says no. Shmuel meant like Rav, and it's talking about Nekar Ima Azisa. Gevaldik. So how does Rashi answer Tezis Kasha? So really, there's another way to explain. Nachum Tezis is right, not like Rashi, was because the Gemara took on a pashtus from the Sheila on Rav Kahana and Rav Asi from Rav Yochanan and Ula that we pass like Rav Yochanan and Ula. So I see that we pass away. You have to have Roiv. All the Tzad Echad and Shnei Tzadim. We're Shmukamim to say Echad. So there's really another halach in the Gemara Mshatava. The Ramban says that the Gemara is Kasha from Ula and Rav Yochanan. It wasn't the Kasha because we pass like Ula and Rav Yochanan. It was a Kasha that let's say Rabbi Yochanan says, in order to be treif, you have to have Tzakenug, Zekeneged, Zeh, you have to have Roy, you have to have six on each side. And you're going to tell me that you, in order to be treif, you have to have Roy, and comes Rav and says, Zekeneged, Zeh, without any chulio, is going to be a nevela? It doesn't make sense to have such a rochid to come achloikes. That Rabbi Yochanan says that it's not even a treif with Zekeneged, Zeh, and Rav saying, Zekeneged, Zeh, he's asking it to me, a gister comrade, that it's a nevela shank. That doesn't make sense. That's the Ramban's answering Mar's question. So according to the Ramban, you don't see anywhere that we pass in like a Yochanan. No, I'm some that's a Rashi went. And Kanir Maduik and Rashi like that. Because when Rashi brings down the Gemara Shal from Ula or Yochanan, Rashi says, quoting the one from Ula, the Amar Ula, Amar Ruba Beinon, Lemitrifa, we see from Ula that you have to have rivet slice coming out to have a trefa. The Choske the Bechadol and Mikri Nevela. And Zikr 1 is not a Nevela. Meaning Rashi's not saying that the question is, I see we pass like Ula, you have to have right. So how can you tell me that Rav, that even one's an issue? Rashi's saying that we see from Ula that he needs Rav to have a trefa. And you're telling me that one's a Nevela. Meaning it sounds like Rashi's bringing out that this Menachat Salakata doesn't make sense. So he's going like Darabban, and we don't have the Rav from this. Very nice. But there is a very big issue. Starts with the Rashi brings out that Rashi learns at the Gemara Nubizim and all, that he's saying Chita Shmuel is that even Nekar Tzala Echad Belishim Choyo is a trefa. The Maestro Rashi Mbizim, we brought down the Iker member of Shmuel for the Shashmaitza. Rashi there says that it was talking about with the Choyo, with the Mixas Choyo. It's a steer in Rashi. And by Emes, the Achrenim point out, there's a steer in Taisus also. Because Taisus over there, when he brings down on the halach of Shmuel, the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Nekar Tzala Meikara Trefa. And that's one of the Shef Shemites. So Tais has a kasha. Why did the Gemara jump and bring down Shmuel? Why didn't you bring down Ula? And what's this kasha? This kasha is that Shmuel and Ula are arguing about Nekar Tzala Echad or Nekar Rav Slice. In the Sugya of Nekar HaTzala, Ula is saying Rav, Tzala Echad, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel saying Tzala Echad. Why bring down Shita Shmuel, bring down Shita Zula? Meaning that they're one Shita and they're arguing on each other. They're talking about the same thing, they're arguing on each other. Tais says the reason why he brought down Shmuel is because he said another two members. So he said three things together. We need all three. So we just brought down Shmuel because he says all three at once. Dr. Maram, if Taisus was learning up like he said on Membeis that we're talking about Nekar HaTzela Imachulia, then you don't have a kasha say over Ula. Ula and Shmuel are not arguing with each other. Ula is talking about Belitzela and Shmuel is talking about with Itzela. They agree with each other. So what's Taisus' kasha bring on Ula? Okay, and he asks more because Taisus is Mamshech. Taisus has a kasha. In fact, Taisus Levi Rabbi Yochanan the Tzchelik on Shmuel also, and Rabbi Yochanan says you need Rav Shneit Stadim, and Rabbi Yochanan is not mechalik between Nekar and Nishber, so they're the same thing. So in fact, Levi Rabbi Yochanan, you're missing one of the Shev Shmaitza. So in fact, the Maram Kivego, what are you talking about? There's two different dinim. There's Nekar Belicholya, which fine lumped together with Nishtab Levi Rabbi Yochanan, but there's a new din of Nekar Imacholya, which is how Taisus learned up the halach of Shmuel himself in the Beis Amrav. And that's on Utarfus. So what's the kasha in Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan could agree to Shmuel if it's Nekar Imachul. As a fact, the Maram and Taisus, it comes out that Taisus is Mechazis. So Rashi and Taisus are both flipping their Shitas from Membeis to Membeis. What's going on? So the Maram answers for Shitas HaTaisus. He says a very big Chiddush. The Maram says that the whole Sugya we're discussing is a Tarfus of Tzlois. Nekar Tzlois, Neshtabra Tzlois, is Mechadish the Maram. That the halacha of Rav, that Nekar HaTzela Imach Mitzas HaChulio, it's not a Tarfiz Mitzah, it's a Tarfiz Mitzah HaChulio. And we know that Shmuel Paskin, Zibayis from Beis Hillel, that in Oilus, that if it's Nital HaChulio Kula, it's a Trefa, is Mechadish Maram, even Nital Mitzas HaChulio, I'm saying it over the Kanej, if it's with the Tzela, the Nitiyas HaTzela Mitzas HaChulio is Machsheve for a fest of Nitiyas HaChulio, even though it's only Mitzas HaChulio, but because part of the function of the Chulio is to hold up the Tzela, and now, not only is this mixas atzela, mixas achulia, im atzela is taken away. That turns into a tarfas of nital achulia. And that's the tarfas. The tarfas isn't nital atzela. In order to have a tarfas of tzela, you need to have roif. Other if shnei tzela, there's no such thing as tarfas of tzela in the tzela without roif. The chiddush of Rav and Shmuel on Numbeza Mebez, on Numbeza Ralph, is that when you have a tzela and mixas achulia, that's a tarfas of mitzad achulia, mitzad nital achulia. Okay, so why couldn't Taisus explain that on my basis of this? Zakta Maram, because we already counted in the Basgar Nital Acholya. So we're trying to get 18. So if I would understand Shmuel on Membezim and Beis, the same way we understood on Unbezim and Aleph, that was going when it was Im HaChulya, that means that the Tarfis is Misad HaChulya. It's Misad Nita HaChulya, that was already Nimna. So it's Muchach to Tosfos that the Gemara on Membezim and Beis is going without the Chulya, and there's a new Tarfis called Nekar, and Nekar is different than Nishbar because it's a different amount. Because Nishbar is right, and this is just one. So it comes out of the Maram, there's Machulgis HaSugis. That the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which took on Rabbi Yochanan and Ula as a pashtus, that for Nekar, I need to have Roiv, other Shnei Tzolos, other Tzala Echad, and the Gemara took that on as a pashtus. That means the Baal Gemara was passing in that way, so therefore Tzolos wanted to learn the Gemara on Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that Shmuel, who's in the Hemshech of that Baal Gemara, that Amir, who was quoting the whatever, that Sugya was bringing down the passing like Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, you need Roiv, so we wanted to shtim Rabbi Yochanan with that, so we wanted to shtim Shmuel. With Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, so over there we learned that Shmuel was going like Rav, that it was Nital mixed as a Chulya, and the Tarfas was mixed as a Chulya. By Shengi the Gemara and the Beis, where we need to count Bazgar. And we already counted Nital a Chulya, so Mamela we have to make it a Sugya of Nekar Atzala. So you have to say that Shmuel is Chulik on Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, and it's a Chulik as a Sugya. That's Shitas Hatoysus. So without the Cheshbain, as it comes out that the Maram is the Mechadish, that Shitas Rav. That Nital HaTzala mixes a Chulya is a Tarfas Mitzad Nital HaChulya. That's before in Rashi, not that way. Rashi Michalik, because Rashi clearly says, in the Gemara and Beis and Beis, they were talking about Nital HaTzala mixes a Chulya. So if it's Nital HaTzala mixes a Chulya, come to us that Rashi is saying that it's not Chilik of the Baskar. It's not a Chilik of Nital HaChulya, because Rashi also knows the Cheshu, we already counted the Chulya. And he's saying we count another one of the 18 as Nital HaTzala in a Chulya. So it's clear that Rashi's understanding Fakert, which is the Pashtus, which Rabbi Kivayi is Matmi on the Maram, that Avada the Pashtus is the Nital HaTzala Im HaChulya, the Mile of Nital mixes HaChulya is an Olimus in the Nital HaTzala, and Avada the Tarvis is still a Mitzad HaTzala, not Mitzad HaChulya. Okay, so now, we really have two kashas on Rashi now. That, first of all, if you're telling me that Rashi understands Nital HaTzala mixes HaChulya is a Tarvis of the Tzala, so then you have the Maram's kasha, Kilu. It's Chelik already, it's already Nimna. I'm sorry. That's a mistake. So it comes out. I'm sorry. It comes out the few Rashi. The Rashi is saying that Nital HaChulya mixes HaChulya and Matzala. The Tarfas Mitzad Matzala. But not the Mal. Rashi says himself from Numbez Amaralf, where he says that Shmuel only was talking about Nital HaTzala. So to be Matzal Teretz, yeah, just want to read over the Rashi Numbez, and I think that Rashi over there is saying a big mistake. Rashi says Nekar HaTzala. Like Rashi, Afa Gad Tanav Mas Nisin. Nishtab Rav Tzolaisel, meaning Shmuel says Nital Tzala Echad is a Trefa. But Vant Rashi Akasha, either Mishnah says Nishtab Rav Tzolaisel, that you need a Rav, and over you only have one. And with Rashi, I'm sorry, he's Mamshach Nakasha, the Dafka Nishtabru, but in a Ruba. Dr. Rashi, and for Rashi, the Dafka Nishtabru, but only when it breaks, you need to have Ruba. Well, Nekar Tzala Achas, Meikara. Then you don't need to have a rig. Meaning, Rashi Baz is about the Makasha. Dr. Rashi, why is Shmuel telling me Nakatzala is going to go with one? Either Mishra says Nishtabar is his right, and Rashi, Nishtabar is Lachud, Nishtabar needs a rig. Nakar, which is with the Mixas Chulya, then you only need to have one. So, first of all, what was Rashi's Kasha? Rashi's Kasha was that Nishtabar should be like, Nakar should be like Nishtabar. That Nakar needs to have, Nishtabar needs to have rig, so Nakar should need to have rig. What's the Kasha? I'm saying it's. It's pashut that there's a chilbuti naku and nishtabu. Nishtabu means it's broken and it's still half of its here and both halves are here. And naku means it's naku. What's the kasha? Of course, naku is worse than nishtabu. You be chalik, but I'm saying, and Gemara bring down Ula. Ula holds like it's chalik. Ula says naku is right mitzad echad and nishtabu is right from mishnei sodin. So it's pashut that there's a makom to be mechabit to naku and nishtabu. What's bothering Rashi? Fine. And more than that, Rashi didn't answer, oh, naku is worse than nishtabu, like we see in Ula, because Ula says naku is mitzad echad. Rabbi Sarach and Nishtab is Rabbi Mishnei Sotim. He didn't say that. His Teretz Kufa incorporates the fact that it was Nekar im Chatzi Achulya. Meaning, where did Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph tell us you need to have Chatzi Achulya? He put it into his Teretz. He's bothered by Akash and Maishna, Nekar, that you don't need to have Rabbi from Nishtab, you need to have Rabbi. And for Rashi, because Nekar is im Achulya. And that's why only is good enough with the word. Why do you need to come on to the Nekar im Achulya to answer the Kasha? So to answer this, we could clarify Hakira, and Bechal on the Holy Seder of Nishtabu Nekar Tzlais, what's the Tarfas? Is meaning, when you say to the ribs, Kipshutai, the ribs are, it's a cage, it's a protection, Kenegi, the Ikar Ivarim Shebefneim, the Ray, the Leif, very important Ivarim, and the ribs are protecting those Ivarim. So is the Nishtabru Nakru, that whole sugya of Tzlois, is the Tarfas Mitzad that I'm taking away the Shemir to the Chalal Aguf, and the Tarfas is Mitzad the Chalal Aguf, and the Chalal Aguf is Pesuach, it's open to the to dangerous, it's not healthy for the body. Or are we donning the Tzlois as the Egan Eivarim, and the Nakru slash Nishtabru Tzlois is Pshat that you have an Aver here that broke, it's broken, it's a Tarfas Mitzad the Guf Aver. So actually you could say that that's the Yisoyed. It's very interesting, we find that in our sugya on Daf Nun Beis, Sa'i Rabbi Yochanan say, oh, it's never Pasha Nakru is Roif. So maybe it sounds like this, that if the whole Tarfas is Mitzad the fact that I opened up the Chalal Aguf, the Chalal Aguf is Chasar Shmira, then it has to have a Roif. Roif means that there's not Ruki Kulei or not Ruki Kulei, how are you going to say it? If you have that much of the Tzlois that are not doing that function, so then it's perceived by the Chalal that he's not protected. But if you have one Pesuach, only like one thing got taken away, that's not going to hurt. It has to have Roif. The reset of Roif is the Tarfas of opening the Chalal is falling in Roif. Masha'in King, the reset of Tzela Echad is Muchach, that it's Mitzad the Eivor Alein, that you're dying the Tzela as an Eivor. If Tzela is an Eivor, then I don't care that you didn't have Roif and the Chalal is still protected. Who cares if the Chalal is still protected? The Tarfas isn't the Psicha the Chalal, the Tarfas is that it messed up the Tzela. And the Tzela Alein, that's broken, that's a Tarfas. Mitzad the Guf Tzela. So with this, maybe you can answer up what was Rashi's kasha and what is Teretz. Rashi starts off with the kasha. In fact, he's understanding that Nekar Atzela is a Tarfas Mitzad that you take away the protection of the Chalal Guf. So in fact, Rashi kasha, I see his side from Mishtabru, you need Roif. Yes, Rashi knows that Ula told us that Mishtabru needs to have Roif Shnei Tzadim and Nekar has to have Roif Tzad Echad. That's because of a Zaydika reason, because Mishtabru, even after they break, they're still here. They're still a little bit functioning. So tell us Mishtabru, Roif Shnei Tzadim, then it doesn't actually mess up that the Chalal Guf is not protected. Nakru. So fine, I already got that concept of the Roif Tzad Echad because now it's completely open on that side, so I'll get it. But the point that Rashi wants is the Roif Shibai. That the Mishnah says you have to have Nishtab Roif Tzlois, the Yisrael of Roif is telling me that the Tarfas and Mitzad that I'm opening up the Chalal Guf, and that is Pasha to the Gemara, to Rashi, that needs a Roif. Other Tzad Echad is Shnei Tzadim. And Shmuel is telling me Tzad Echad. How could that make sense? And for the Rashi, Pshat is, that we're that's the sugi of Nishtabru. But over here, we're Nakru Imachulia. What's this Imachulia? It's Mezav Rashi Echidosh that in order to have the Tarfas of Mitzad the Guva Tzela, dying the Tzela is an Aver, that I mess up that Aver, it's not Kenug that it's Nekar the Tzela Alein, it has to be Nekar Imachulia, in the Asisa. What's he say to the Asisa? Rashi explains to you, Asisa is the socket of the Tzlois. That means in every Chulia, there's two things that it's doing. Every Chulia is Psha. But it's a chulia. It's a disc for the shadra. It's protecting the chata shadra. It's giving the back. Whatever it does, you can bend with it. But then there's a tzveter din in the chulia that it's a socket. It's a mokum that it's oiches the tzela. So calls the man that I don't take out the asis. I don't take out the socket for the tzela. I still have the shayish of the tzela in front of me. So mitzad the tarfus of the tzela that the tzela is arup over there is mechadish rashi that I have to get it ima chulia. I have to get it ima asis. I have to take out that socket. Because calls man that the socket's still there, so then I didn't completely remove the tzela mitzad the evish shalatzel. Mashenid, if the sugi is a sugi mitzad that I opened up the halal, the fact that the asis is near doesn't make a difference in the kiyuz there. The socket of the tzela is not protecting the body. So memela zok Rashi, I say, I have a mean of Rashi that the yisoid is like the Mishnah that I'm coming to mess up the halal kuf, and for that I need to have roif factor Rashi, which is shita zubiyachanan and ula. Is Mitaratzash, you know, over here, Pshat is a imecholia, meaning that it's a whole different tarfas. There's two different tarfas in Mitzad Tzlois. One is that the tzela is taken away, it's not protecting the goof. And the tzveter did now that the tzela is alein a tarfas, that the tzela alein, the ibra the tzela alein is messed up, and for that he needs to have the socket. So with this, we can explain the chilk and the sugis. The sugya on Membez and Membez can make Mamash Chesh around flipped. The sugya on Membez and Membez already counted Nishtabra Tzlois. That's in the Mishnah. Rashi understood Nishtabru Tzlois is a tarfus mitzad the fact that the Chalal Guf is not protected. Rashi is bothered by Akasha. How could you count Nekar Tzlois, which is Roiv? Nekar Tzlois is also a din mitzad the Chalal Guf. So it's the same exact tarfus as Nishtabru. Yeah, this is Nekar, this is Nishtabru, but it's the same exact tarfus. It's not mitzad the breaking of the Tzlois, it's hurting the Tzlois. It's mitzad that the Chalal Guf is Pesuach. Granted by Nekru, it's Bereiv Tzad Echad, let's say, and by Nishtabru, it's Bereiv Shnei Tzadim for Zaydik reasons. But the point is this one Tarfas of the Chalal Guf is Chaser Shmir. Is Mechadish Rashi? No. The necro over here isn't mitzada that I'm opening up the halal gof. The necro hatzela over here is a naya tarfas mitzada. The Iver hatzela is messed up. That the Iver hatzela is nitraf. I did the fact that I took out the asisa. I took out the ganz hatzela. The tzela is missing. It's chas to the ganz hatzela. It's like we have nikev and we have nital. It's nital hatzela. The oifen of nital hatzela lagamri is the tarfas in the tzela lane. The fact that I took out the tzela ma asisa. And the male, it's nimna as a separate tarfas. So the male other Rabbi Rashi, he learned that the sugya mebeis had to be imha asisa, because if it wasn't imha asisa, so then it wasn't a tarfas mitzad aguf atzela, it was a tarfas mitzad shmiras aguf. And mitzad shmiras aguf was already nimna in the Mishnah. So why did Rashi on mebeis amar alf, mebeis amar alf? Why did he learn up Shmuel not this way? Why did he learn up Shmuel talking about it was taken out without the asisa? And we explained right now where Rashi Mbez and Beis said it had to be taken out with the asisa, because then it's a tarfas in the tzela and it's nimna by itself. But why in Nun Beis and Alf did Rashi say not that way? Rashi Mbez and Alf said it was a tzela without the asisa. So, Be'etzem, in the Cheshvan Gemara, Rashi's a little bit better. Say real quick, let's skip that. In the Cheshvan Gemara, on Mbez, there's a yisim to Rashi. Maybe that's why, but it's time, like Gishmak Azach. Maybe like this. Shmuel said three members. Shmuel said a memra, all three members are together, and some of Tosfos said that they're taken together on Mbez and Beis. He said three things. He said, Nechbis al Hagogos Beruba. He said, Basar Achiv Ezer Lakez Beruba. And he said, Nita Atzal. Now, two of those three things, I understand why they came together, because they're the same exact thing. The third one, I don't understand. Nechbis al Hagogos Beruba is talking about the Gogolos, like everybody gave him the Chavura, is big coming to. Oh, could be that that's coming to protect the brain. Nechbisa, there's no hole in the Golgolus. So that means that even if you want to down the Golgolus as it's again, everyone could argue that it's not Nikkei. What's he say to Nechbisa Golgolus? Say to Nechbisa Golgolus is Gufa, that it took away the Shmir on the brain. That's what type of typhus it is. What about Basa Achivez Reva Keres Beruba? So that's the diaphragm that was ripped Beruba. That's also a sug of taking away the Shmir. I made sure this was true. I asked Dr. Jacob about it. He told me that the diaphragm, when it said it's the diaphragm, is to be shamer. It's taka shamer to keep everything in place, whatever it is. So those two things are very different to each other. But then you have a zayt gezach lumped together in the same memra of nekatzal. So maybe that was what was forced Rashi to understand that Shmuel over here is limiting up the nekatzal is the same thing. That the nekatzal of Shmuel and the nun beis is beikar nekatzal mitzatik with the shmir zagof. And Shmuel's in mechadash a third shita. That Shmuel saying, even with one tzela, it could be a tarfas mitzad that is taking away the shmiras aguf. What's the machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan and Ula? We're trying to say Rabbi Yochanan and Ula was the davar pasha after that brain. And Shmuel saying even with one. So it's just a kinesh that maybe Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel are understanding that pshat is that I took away the shmirah, and Shmuel is being mechadish kilo like a denekev to the halal. That even though the shmirah is bigger here, but once I take away one tzela, it's kilo nekev. It's kilo the halal has one little nekev and that's good enough to mess it up. But whatever it is that Shmuel and that. Which is bikar sugi of messing up shemim, so Rashi understood that taking away the asisa, not taking away the asisa, is not going to make a difference mitzad the sugi of shmir. It's not less of a shemir, more of a shemir. Yeah, it doesn't have the asisa. So Rashi understood, learned up Shmuel and Nubez and Ralph, took away the gantz, you took away the tzel without the asisa, because it's a sugi of shemim. But you couldn't learn up like that Nubez and Nubez, because then it would be nimna in nishbara atzleis. So you have to say it was without the asisa and it was a type of mitzad the tzel. With a steer and Shmuel. So the Teretz is you don't need to say this. Machlokes the sugi is in Shmuel. You could say like Taisa says that really the sugi on Mbeis and Mbeis is not really bringing down Shmuel. It's bringing down Shita's Rav. Rav said it was Nekar Tzel and Ma'asisa. That's often a Rav. Why did we coin it as Shmuel? So Taisa told us a Cheshvan. The Shemim also say this. They were trying to bring that Shmuel said three members. So he said all three members of Shmuel. But the Kanak of the Gemara Mbeis and Mbeis wasn't the Shmuel the Kanita Atzal. It was the Rav the Kanita Atzal. We said over Shmuel because he said all three members. But Shmuel Lane Taka didn't need that Asisa. Okay.